From 8 to 5.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight, we have a public hearing. Tonight is Tuesday, October 1st, 2024, 6 p.m., City of Baker School Board. The discussion for our public hearing will be to consider levying or additional or increased millage rates without further voter approval or adopting the adjusted millage rates after reassessment and rolling forward to rates not to exceed the prior year's maximum. The estimated amount of tax revenues to be collected in the next year from the increased millage rate is $2,623,169.75, and the amount of increase in taxes attributable to the millage increase is $275,920.30. You may be heard by going to Ms. Dito, to my right, to request a comment card for your comments, rather, or your questions. This public hearing is now in session. Do we have any comments regarding the millage discussion? Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Veal.
So, yeah, this is just a public hearing for public comment. The resolutions are agenda items on your regularly scheduled board meeting for tonight, happening right after this meeting. Just a quick summary. Essentially, it's a reassessment year, so what the law requires you to do, if you want to basically, in a reassessment year.
Excuse me, Mr. Scott, would you please identify yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Scott Lazarone with Falk & Winkler CPAs, the financial advisors for the school district. So this year, 2024, is a reassessment year. So by default, the millage rates are automatically adjusted to make the ad valorem or property tax revenue equal to the amounts of revenues that have previously been received based on the previous millage amounts. In order for you to roll forward to your maximum millage amount, it requires a public hearing to give the public opportunity to ask questions and give comment. And then in your meeting, you have resolutions that you are required to adopt that basically says, these are the adjusted millages that would get us to the property tax revenue we collected last year, and we are hereby rolling forward to our maximum adjusted millage rates that are allowed by law, which you traditionally always assess. So that's essentially the summary of what the roll forward process involves. If that's a good summary, let me know. If there's further questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Further questions from any member of the assembly? You have a question? Yes, sir.
My name's Clayton Morrison, Citizen Union Baker. Whenever there's a increase in the property taxes, I have a concern, and that I don't know why the school board, why we need more money. That hadn't been, my time coming to the meeting, this is the first time in a year that we're going to be doing this.
If I'm explaining this correctly, and I yield to our attorney, Mr. DeQuier, as well as Scott from Faulkner and Winkler, from what I'm understanding, this is not an increase based on the City of Baker School Board. It's a reassessment that happens in law whenever our legislators meet at your Capitol, where they reassess property taxes. So if you have a concern as to the reassessment of property taxes, then you would need to talk with the sheriff's office, the assessor's office.
Yeah, I understand. I know I've received notices from the assessor's office that my property or the property I have has been reassessed. So why do we need to, why is this coming up in the school board?
Okay, excuse me. Baker, we didn't bring this to the school board meeting. This has been in effect already. It's just a carryover. See, we're already getting millage already. Baker always did all the school system. Baker, Zach, every school system, EBR, Livingston, wherever, get a millage. So this is not taken by them. We voting yes or no. It's not have nothing to do with your property taxes going up. It's going to automatically be what it is anyway. We can't stop it. If we don't vote for this, or if it don't pass, we just won't get the additional funding. We're going to still get the whatever already get. We're going to automatically get that. We just won't get the extra funding that the state has to give this school system. You know, City of Baker Council just voted for it. There's passed. So they millage, they automatically get it. It's just a pass over. I say a pass over.
So you guys can vote not to take the extra?
Yeah, if we vote not to take it, that means we're going to have to do some cutting in the school system. Well, you know, because the reason why I say that, because we're going to have to still go back. Why would we give this kind of money back and it's just going to sit up there with the state until we vote on it again another year, whenever? It's still not going to go back to you. Your property tax will still be the same. This just to keep it in the school system what we're already getting.
But my property tax is not going to be the same.
Oh.
Because it's going up.
No, everybody's going up. Okay. So everybody's going up. Even with me. If we vote no, our tax is still going up anyway. This is nothing we have to vote on. But I'm going to let the attorney kind of explain it to you better.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
So, to answer your question, why is it before the City of Baker School Board? Each taxing authority inside of a jurisdiction, whether it's a parish, a municipality, if it's been granted by the Constitution the right to charge an ad valorem tax, it also has the requirement for the maintenance of the tax. And when we mean the maintenance of the tax, property values increase over time, as we've seen. So every 4 years, the assessors are required to reassess the property. When they reassess the property, if the property values have increased, then the millage that was originally passed that attaches to the property can also be rolled forward. So for instance, Baker approved, let's just say 33 mills is what I think it is. Ms. Stewart can correct me, but it's 33 mills is what was approved at the last election cycle. That's how much is charged against the property when it was passed a couple of years ago. Since the property has been reassessed and the value has been determined to be greater in some instances, some folks' property may stay flat and others may have actually had a small decrease. When you then look at the mills that you apply to each of those properties, the millage can actually be reduced down to 27 mills to retain the same amount that it would have had in the prior years. So, for instance, in last year, before we had the reassessment, if the total amount of ad valorem tax that was projected to be collected from the tax was $5 million, then the mills would be reset lower to only allow the school district to collect $5 million. But because the property taxes have, or because value has increased over time, just like we've had this unfortunate incident called inflation, everything costs more these days, so does the millage roll forward to really account for inflation and other small marginal increases over time before you vote on the renewal of the tax again. So your property tax, when you get your assessment, if you look on the back of it, it probably has 15 to 20 different line items of taxes that you pay. Each one of those authorities is doing the same thing that we are doing tonight. And only that authority that's listed there can vote to roll forward that particular millage. So when the city of Baker meets, it's only rolling forward those services that the city of Baker provides. When the Parks and Recreation Commission meets, it's only rolling forward just those taxes that are applicable to Parks and Recreation. And the same thing with the city school system is that it's only rolling forward that that little bit of millage that applies to the school system. The increase attributable to the millage is $275,920.30. That would go to Baker School System. So it, yes, your charter schools also. Well, that's the total amount that would come to Baker, but then we have to fill off the kids that are in charter schools that are
and that's a lot of
residents.
I would have to reduce positions. The raises would stay the same. We can't change that without bigger headache, but we would definitely have to reduce positions.
You wouldn't be able to reduce the current rate of compensation to people. The way that you would attack it is you would eliminate positions and reduce the number of employees that you have on your payroll. For the particular resolutions, one requires a majority vote, and the second one that really is the one that's impactful requires a majority, a two-thirds vote. So four out of five members would need to vote in favor. Yes, sir. And I guess to give you an idea, we're talking a total amount of $275,000 over every single property that is identified as being within the city of Baker school system. So, you know, if you value out or if you wanted to do some simple math, if there's, let's just say there's 27,000 rooftops, meaning individual parcels that can be taxed, you're talking, is that like $100? But in fact, I know there's more than 27,000 because I think the projected amount was like $15 if something less to each person that pays taxes in the city.
Well, do ours get cut too? Our salary get cut as well? If we would not,
it all depends on.
We don't get that much. I mean, I don't care. I'm fine to give up what I got because if it don't, fine.
Can I ask a question?
It's up to the chair of the meeting, the president.
Were you done, Mr. McCaskill? Okay. All righty. It would be if you guys could go right here and sign your name, just for the record. Okay. Just for the record, to sign your name and Councilwoman Rochelle Dunn.
My question would be to the board. Actually, ask them what do they think before you make the decision that will call to the school committee.
Thank you. I know in District 3, the district that I represent, I am sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that the constituents in that district would want me to be in favor of this. Also, when I think about teachers and how some teachers have to go to a copy machine and make copies of books, and students, you know, you compromise their education, the instruction. We don't want that to have to happen. We want every child to have a Chromebook. We want every child to have a math book, an English book. And we don't want to have to jeopardize or compromise instruction and curriculum. So that would be my reason for supporting being in favor of this, just so you know. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Scott.
If I may, just to reemphasize, I want to make sure everyone understands this is not a new tax. The millage that you are paying on your property is the exact same millage you've paid in the prior years. It's just paying that same millage you have always paid based on the new value. If it were truly a new tax, it would have to come before the voters. It is not a new tax. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would tell you, just looking from our experience and what school boards are experiencing over the last 4 to 5 years, is that I would love to tell you that $275,000 allows you to do a lot of new, really good things for the district. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think it's necessary and mandatory just to maintain where you've been. You know, we're in a world where inflation is 20% plus over the last 3 to 4 years. The state MFP funding that you get from the Department of Ed has remained relatively flat over that time. And then you also have the COVID money that most districts received, to the tune of a district your size, $1 million plus over the last 3 years, that is now gone. So $275,000 total across the entire city limits is very minimal when you compare it to your total budget, what costs have done over the last 3 to 5 years just to operate the district, and the fact that now all districts are facing this funding that they were getting from all of the federal COVID dollars that are no longer available. So just to put it in total context, and in the event, you know, in a reassessment year, you have the opportunity to roll forward. There's no mechanism, once you don't, to go back and get the funds later. So just to reemphasize that to everyone.
Thank you.
And I'd like to clarify with Ms. Stewart. I think when we did our revenue projections for this current year's budget, we were considering that as part of the revenues, correct? Because the district has historically passed that. So I want to be clear that if the board doesn't pass it, that we will have to we will have to amend the budget and reduce positions.
Ms. Freeman.
Everyone, my name is Tarita Freeman. I am a constituent of District 2. I've had three children to go and graduate from the Baker school system, 2005, 2006, and 2007. As being an educator, I worked in the charter at GO Next Generation High School in the charter program. And I'm asking, and being on both sides of the fence as a parent and being as a constituent, as an employee in the school system, we don't make a lot of money. And the charter schools made a whole lot more than the regular schools. We were kind of like on a higher bracket. My check, a fourth of it went back to the students. I've bought school uniforms, I've fed kids, I've bought school supplies. So I'm asking if you would please, please, I don't have a problem with paying. My children are all grown and gone, and a lot of us, our children are. The teachers sacrifice a lot. They give back a lot. They give back more than they get, and I think our kids deserve more than what they are getting.
It's true.
And I would like to please, if y'all would, take into consideration, it's already there. We're already paying for it. It's just rolling over. We're not paying any more than we're already paying. We just want to continue to pay what we're already paying. Our teachers deserve it, and more than that, our students deserve it because they deal with a lot. They come to school with a lot. And teachers are guidance counselors, they are social workers, they are lunchroom people, they are parents, they just love on the kids. So we give a lot being professional teachers, giving back to our students. So I would just like to please, if you would, take in consideration and support our teachers. They deserve it and more.
Thank you. Any other public questions or comments?
My name is Dr. Russell, Candace Russell. I'm the principal at Baker High School, and I'd like to ask that you all pass the millage. If we just think about our students, if there are cuts, as the parent just stated, everyone's doing a lot of different jobs. We're doing various jobs, you know. Like she said, we're counselors. I mean, we have to go into classrooms. We already have like a shortage, or we can't fill positions now, and mainly because everybody's using education like they're searching for, just like they're doing in corporate world, right? Who's got the most pay, you know what I'm saying? So if we can provide a space for people to come where it's not overcrowded classrooms like we have, because we don't have enough people in the classrooms right now, we don't. We can't hire anybody else because of our current budget. So if there are even more cuts, what's going to happen is we're going to overcrowd the classrooms even more, going beyond the number that the state says that we need. And then what happens then? It trickles down that the teachers are frustrated and so forth, and then we lose those teachers, and then what's happening? Then the students are not being educated like they should. So I am requesting that you all think about the children and how all of this would trickle down to our students being educated. So if we really care about the kids and care about producing effective citizens, and we want them to have the optimal learning experiences that we promote and that we talk about, then we need this not to affect where we are now. Even if it's not giving us any more, we don't need it to give us any less. So I thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Russell. Any other comments or questions?
Have to get up. everyone. My name is LaQuisha Como. I am the principal of the elementary school. And recently we had a training for the state. The state invited a lot of our leadership team to come and learn about this new rubric that all of the teachers are going to be evaluated by, the principals are going to be evaluated by. And no matter how many words they put on the screen, no matter how many conversations we have, they kept putting on the screen, our job is to grow students. There is no other reason that any person should be sitting in this room unless we are here to grow students. And we are having a hard time. We are having a hard time, and we don't need anything, particularly the things a lot of people don't think about, budgets and money and the business side of it. When we walk into a school building, my child that goes to Baker Heights that's in kindergarten or my child that's in third grade, they don't know anything about this. The board meeting, the budget, the, you know, what Ms. Stewart's job is, what Mr. Schroeder does. Our job is to grow students. And we can either make the job easier or we can make it harder. So passing this is just one thing that will keep us at our same level. It won't make our job any harder. Because I don't know what y'all coming to do, but I come to school every day, and the only reason I come is because I want to see our school better. No other reason. So what did I say after this? So I'm just asking that we pass the millage for Baker so that we won't have any additional hindrances in our budget and our school system. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Are there any other comments from the public or questions? Would board members like to make a comment or ask a question? Okay. If there are no more questions or comments, we will close this public hearing. The public hearing is now closed, and we will move into our regular board meeting. Call this board meeting to order. Good evening. If there are any members of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we would ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dito to my right here and submit your comments to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to speak an opportunity to do so. I will now call roll. Mrs. Perkins?
Here.
Mrs. Prophet?
Here.
Ms. Butler?
Present.
Mrs. Joseph?
Here.
And Mrs. Burgess? Present. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. Let's all stand, please, for silent meditation. And just to put something on your mind, I know we've all had busy days today, but as you're quietly meditating, think about the children. Think about the children in this community. And as someone said earlier, most of us have raised our children. But I look at every child that comes into my presence as my child. So let's think about that as we pray. Amen. This Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I would like to say welcome to our visitors. I'm so excited tonight because we have our homecoming court here with us. We appreciate you coming out and being a part of our discussion tonight. I just pray that as we make decisions for the good of this community, especially our children, that you pray for us as we make these decisions. Recognition tonight, I would like to ask Dr. Russell if she would meet me and Mr. Stroder at the podium. We have a certificate of commendation from presented to Baker High School, and I'm going to ask Dr. Russell if she would read this certificate. It is from Mayor President Sharon Broome.
Office of the Mayor President, City of Baton Rouge, Parish of East Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, certificate of commendation presented to Baker High School for the grand reopening of the school following the recovery and rebuilding efforts after the great flood of 2016. We commend the school's unwavering commitment to excellence and school spirit as it embarks on this new chapter of success and growth. Given this day, August 17th, 2024, with sincere congratulations. Sharon Weston Broome, Mayor President.
Give the mayor a round of applause for considering us and thinking about that happy occasion. Also, Dr. Russell, we would like you to introduce your the homecoming court for the high school and hear off the certificates.
Ms. Nelson.
Good evening. As you can see, they are smiling so beautiful. This has been, I told them not to tell anybody, but I'm going to tell y'all. Don't y'all tell nobody. This has been the best homecoming court I've had since I have started. And they have been full of energy. And this year, they have gotten a lot more exposure than what they normally have. On tomorrow, they get an opportunity to go take professional pictures with Mr. Henderson Photography. They've been invited to attend the Southern University Homecoming Pep Rally. They've also been invited to go to the Broadmoor High School coronation for their homecoming court. And we plan to keep them involved, not just during homecoming, but as representatives throughout the rest of the year. So they'll also be representing during Baker Fest. So just keep your eyes out for these young ladies and young men, because they are well deserving of everything, and they are representing our school, and I'm so very proud of them. So for our freshman maid, she's not here. She had a volleyball game. Our children are very active in the school, so those are some of the requirements that it came down to with choosing our students. So Harmony Flowers is our freshman maid. And then our freshman gent is Mr. Martell Thomas. Come up, Mr. Martell. Mr. Stewart, you mind coming to take a picture? Because actually I was supposed to be sitting down doing that. I thought Dr. Russell was going to do this. Yeah, no. Okay, we're going to get it. A lot of our students, our Miss Junior maid, Michaela Drake, she has pneumonia. So I think we must have did one too many things during homecoming week, and she got sick, so she wanted to stay home and recuperate to do all of the things that we're going to be doing on next week. And so you don't see a lot of our gentlemen because our King, Roy McBride, and our sophomore gent, DeVaris Cotton, they're a part of the football team, and they're getting ready for Friday's game. In case you didn't know, Friday's game is a blackout game, so put your black on and come out and cheer on our boys. Right now we are 4-0, so they need all the support that they can get to continue in that. All right, our sophomore maid is none other than Miss Sanaya Williams. Not only are they active in their schools, they're also active in their communities. Our junior gent, Mr. Cameron Savoy, he had to go and help his mother volunteer this evening. So that's why he's not here. So again, our children are doing the things that it takes to be representatives of our school. For our senior maid, we have Miss Ariana Montgomery.
Smile, Ariana Montgomery.
And our senior gent, Mr. Javante Morgan. Can we get a picture with all of them together with everybody? And while we're doing that, I want to say thank you to Mr. Stewart as well. He's also on the homecoming court, and he makes sure that everything is like it's supposed to be. So I want to appreciate him and Dr. Russell for allowing us to work with our young ladies and gentlemen. Mrs. Stewart, come hop in this picture. I'm going to get in it, too. Come on.
And you also are dismissed if you choose to go. Thank you so much for coming. Give them a vigorous round of applause. Next, we have Park Ridge Academic Magnet Baker Middle School. I'm going to ask Mr. Smith. Did they just leave?
There's so many of them. They just have to.
We're just going to give these to you. Would you like to say something?
Good evening. My name is Casey Smith, principal of Baker Miller Prams. Board members, thank you so much for these accolades for my students. they actually are not here because they're actually the athletes, they're the football players, and the cheerleaders. So we will call out their names. Tajay Thomas is our eighth grade king. Mazaya Warren is our eighth grade queen. Kaden McGarn is our seventh grade duke. Cadence Barnslade is our seventh grade duchess. Aaron Robinson, our sixth grade prince, and Kristen Parker is our sixth grade princess. We'll also like to thank the board. We had our coronation dinner held here 2 weeks ago, and we thank you so much for allowing us to have the dinner here. And so our scholars did such a great job, and we also had entertainment during homecoming week. We had OBNJ, one of their rappers from Atlanta, came and also performed for the school. And I'd like to also thank Ms. Como for allowing us to have the entertainment at her school, and the scholars had such a great time, and also the elementary students with having that here at Baker. So Baker board members and superintendent, thank you so much for supporting us. And when also when the board members came out to the coronation dinner, Ms. Prophet was here, who else was here? Ms. Butler was here, and also Ms. Burgess, our president. They came out to support us at the dinner that night. So again, thank you so much.
You know, we do this for the children. You know, how much time can you give a child? Do we put limits on that? We do this for the children. Next, we will have Baker Heights Elementary, Park Ridge Academic Magnet School Prams. Ms. Como and Mr. Timothy Scott. Did I say your name right? Okay. Okay. And if you could call the children's name.
We definitely have the largest court, so we're going to say it quickly. I could ask Ms. Golden to come and help me while I'm opening these up. Ms. Golden, please stand. Ms. Matthews, please stand. These are our homecoming coordinators for Baker Heights and Park Ridge. So we're going to call these names quickly because we do have a rather large court, as we have representatives from both schools. We have Ms. Kindergarten, Ms. Paisley Johnson. I'm sure Mr. Jones is here to clap. Mr. Kindergarten Taiwan Vessel. Ms. First Grade Baker Heights, Malia Anderson. Oh, I don't have to open these. Hold these. Katir Thompson, Mr. First Grade. Kaylee Morris, Ms. Second Grade. Jaceon Portales, Mr. Second Grade. Nevaeh Portales, Ms. Third Grade. Rose Smith, Mr. Third Grade. Jasmine Stewart, Ms. Fourth Grade. Caden Williams, Mr. Fourth Grade. And our Miss Baker Heights is Ari Johnson. Our Mr. Baker Heights is Troy Webb. Our representatives from Park Ridge Academic Magnet, First Grade, Ms. Alana Corney. Mr. First Grade, Waylon Chenier. Ms. Second Grade, Lauren Johnson. Mr. Second Grade, Kingston Rayford. Ms. Third Grade, Riley Johnson. Mr. Third Grade, Joshua Williams. Ms. Fourth Grade, Mahaley Jenkins. Mr. Fourth Grade, Elijah Ewing. Mr. Park Ridge, Fernando Santos. And Ms. Park Ridge, Madison Davis. We had a wonderful time during homecoming week, celebrating with our entire district. Thank you to Dr. Russell and company for inviting us to the pep rally as the special guest. We did have a wonderful time, and as always, we could not do this without our wonderful teachers giving of their time and resources. So thank you very much, and our parents for making it all possible.
And thank you, Ms. Como, for allowing me to ride your float. I just love having conversations with those children. I think we ate more candy than we gave out, though.
Yeah, because we ran out about a block up the street.
So it was a lot of fun, lots of
but
fun.
But Dr. Russell, thank you for inviting the board to the pep rally and all the events. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. I fail, y'all. Somebody fell on me. They picked me up. But it was nice, real nice. The parade wasn't big as we had last year, but it was nice. So we're going to have to just push like we did last year. And I was with the high school on their float. And I was the only one that had stuff left because I knew how to throw.
Well, we had some great celebrations last weekend, so on we go. Next on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Are there any comments from the members of the public about the agenda? Are there any comments from board members? If there are no comments from the public or board members, may I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I motion the consideration and approval of the minutes, of the agenda.
May I get a second?
My glasses on.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion for the approval of the agenda by Ms. Prophet, and we have a second by Ms. Butler. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. Action items. Next on the agenda, the public may comment on action items. And remember, you are limited to 2 minutes per individual. The first agenda item, consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of September 3rd, 2024.
I give a motion to consideration and approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of September 3rd, 2024.
May I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of September 3rd, 2024. The board will now vote. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. The next agenda item, adopt the adjusted millage rates. Are there any comments from the public? Are there any comments from board members? Then may I get a motion to adopt the adjusted millage rates?
I motion to adopt the adjusted millage rates.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Ms. Prophet to adopt the millage rates, the adjusted millage rate. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
No.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. Or does not carry. This motion carries, okay. This motion carries.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It carries. Oh, the motion carries, yeah, the first one, yeah.
The next agenda item, set forth the adjusted millage rates and roll forward to millage rates not exceeding the maximum authorized rates. Are there any comments from the public? Are there any comments from board members? Then may I get a motion to set forth the adjusted millage rates and roll forward to millage rates not exceeding the maximum authorized rates. May I get a motion?
I motion set forth the adjusted millage rates and roll forward to millage rates not exceeding the maximum authorized rates.
And may I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet to the adjusted millage rates and roll forward to millage rates not exceeding the maximum authorized rates. The board will now vote. Mrs. Joseph?
No.
Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion does not carry. And I think this is totally outrageous.
I have a comment here because, you know, I've answered questions about reductions in force because we had to get rid of employees because of the reduction of some of the ESSER monies. And there's been several board members that have been, you know, portrayed themselves to be really upset about that reduction in force, yet with this vote tonight, it's going to cause further jobs in the district. So I find it quite interesting that
that's
portrayed.
May I say something?
They need to come work. Yes.
May I say something, please?
Yes.
When we ran for this position as a school board member, we knew what we were getting into for the kids and for this community. I think some of us ran at the wrong job position. I don't know what we were running for, but we ran for the wrong position. We applied for the wrong position here. Because everything we have done is for the kids of the city of Baker. For the way I feel right now, it's like you're trying to get rid of the public system. It's enough charter school in the system as it is. And we're trying to come up in Baker as a public school system, what we used to. At least the ones that had kids to go to Baker, the ones that have graduated from Baker, and the ones that have been in Baker all their life. And this is the way and the thanks we get? I don't understand. I really don't.
I would like to ask Mrs. Joseph. We all have a right to vote however we see fit. But I would like to ask you, Mrs. Joseph, why did you vote no?
A number of reasons. Number one, I'm a 43-year retired educator.
That's one way you should have voted.
Our team, when people say things to you, I don't say one word.
Okay, you're
so
right.
So she asked me a question, so I'm going to answer.
Okay.
Everybody that I've talked with, nobody seems to get a chance to say anything at school board meetings, and I don't know if that's why they're upset. But I've watched where we have agendas where parents and community people cannot speak. I sent questions. If I don't know something, I send questions to Mr. Stroder and to Ms. Stewart for clarity, not because I don't want to vote like everybody else. I have one vote, and I'm going to do that legally, and I'm going to represent the people that I speak with and in the best interest of the children. Yes, money is important, but the money that we have is not being spent properly, in my opinion. And that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to that. I've asked several questions, and the last time I got a response from Mr. Stroder, since you all want to know why and what happens behind the scenes, he said, and I quote, "I'm not answering any more of your questions. If you want to, you can come sit and talk to me." Let me say this to you. When we are being transparent, it wouldn't matter if a parent asks a question, if a child asks a question, or a constituent, or me. I think that's really demeaning, and I'm sitting on a board that serves as his boss, and that's what he answered me and said. No, that didn't sit well with me, and that's not why I voted like this. Like I said, I've talked to several people, and I see where money is not being spent properly, so why give more money? So, and there are several things that have happened that we said, oh, we were voting because of this or that. And then I'm going to give you one example. When I went and did the legwork for the school thing, everybody, oh, we doing this because it's going to be on the National Register. When we found out it couldn't go on there, you all sidetracked and backed and did something else. And another thing, Mr. Stroder said, oh, it's not going to be painted because the old board said they didn't want it painted. The old board is no longer here. This is the new board. So which one are we following, the old board or this board? So there are a number of things that's going on. So let's be transparent tonight.
So
there's a lot going on.
So in honor of transparency, my emails are public record. Anybody in the state can request my emails.
You wouldn't answer any more of my questions.
Let me finish. I did not interrupt you. The emails are public record. People can request your questions that you've submitted to me, and they will see that I have answered every last one of them. The second thing I have to say is that this board voted legally on painting the building. I don't believe that you were here for that vote, but this board did vote on that. So the things you're saying are not carrying weight.
No, they're not carrying weight, but that's what you said.
Also, Mrs. Joseph, the things that you're talking about are in the past.
Yeah, you're right. Let and me I finish. Voted, and that's
Let
in
me
the paper.
Finish.
And
I asked you the question. You answered it. The things that you're talking about are in the past. There is no way we can ever move forward by looking in the past. Now, what you have done tonight, now you're saying that you have voted. Those were your reasons. I respect that. But what you have done tonight is you have forfeited and jeopardized and sacrificed and compromised children from getting what they need to be well educated in the city of Baker system. That's what you have done, whether you believe it or whether you accept that or not. That's what your vote has said tonight.
That's the way
Mrs.
you see
Perkins,
it.
No, ma'am.
That's the way you see
that
it.
That is the fact, according to business. That is what you have done. You have said to teachers.
You all said that the teacher's salary could not, and that's a fact. Legally, their salaries cannot
you
be
You are
touched.
Interrupting. I gave you all the opportunity
but
to
you
say
said something
what,
that's not right.
What the idea, what your reason for voting was. You have done two things, and I want you to go home tonight and think about this. You have sabotaged children from excellent education, and you have sabotaged our teachers from being certified and well instructed for our children. Those are the two things you've done, ma'am. Mrs. Perkins, may I ask
why did you vote no? I have one statement. This is a five-member board. I am one vote. When I vote, it's my vote. And I don't have to explain to you why I voted.
And you are very, very right, ma'am. You do not have to explain it. I simply asked. But I will tell you as well as what I told Mrs. Joseph. You have sacrificed, jeopardized, compromised, sabotaged children's education excellently, and you have forfeited our teachers the opportunity to feel good about teaching and instructing the children that you say you care so much
this
for.
This is not.
We don't have
excuse me.
In the system. You don't care.
Oh,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
Not legal.
May not be, Mrs. Not. Joseph.
Madam Chairman.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
That's out. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to get out of order, but right now I'm fuming. I am fuming.
Well, give it to people
yeah,
in your in your district.
I want to tell you, whenever you see two people like that voting against something, it's a trick. It's a trick
yep.
for the school system, and you have hurt our school system. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I tell you what I'm going to do. Beginning in the morning, I'm going to start a recall on you and you, okay? I promise you. I promise you. And I'm going to use every bit of my spirit, every bit of my blood pressure to get you off of this board. I promise you.
Because ever since we put Mr. Schroeder in as superintendent, we have been fighting a battle. But Lord knows one thing, we're not going to fail. This is what they want to do. See this school system fail.
I will never vote for you again. Never, ever.
Thank you, Mr. McCaskey.
You came to my living room, ate my food, and asked me to vote for you, and I voted for you. But I'm going to.
Thank you, Mr. McCaskill.
Let's go to the.
We have any more comments?
I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not trying to sway your vote, no type of way. Ms. Joseph, as a 43-year educator of EBR, you know that there were millages every 4 years where EBR voted to roll forward as well. And that money was to help supplement teacher salaries, classroom materials and supplies, in whatever needs were for that school district. That is all this millage was going to do here, was to help supplement the instruction for our children. You never vote yes for anything that's financial. I don't know if it's something about Mr. Stroder, me, or whomever, and I'm not here to ask why. I just wanted to make a comment to say that cuts will be made, and it's going to start with those board packages print out.
They're going to go on. And I would like to say, when we got that raise on ours, I haven't heard anything about how we got a raise. And as of tonight, if the raise that they gave us, they could take mine back, because I worked. And I'll get out there and hustle for mine to try to help someone else. Because I know if they decide to take our $300 back that we got, a lot of people ain't going to like that. A lot of board members ain't going to like that. But if you have to, and if it's still legal that you could take it, take mine. Because it's about these kids. Whether you like me or not, it's about the children, you guys. But we still on the board. Let's move on and say what they said. Tell how they feel. Go ahead. Okay.
Ms. Burney.
Hello, everyone. I just want to say, in the spirit of honesty and transparency, when I started in May, I came in and I had a job to do. And one of the hardest jobs that I had to do when I came in May was let go of 14 individuals because of the ESSER fund. That's just facts. That is just facts. And to know that as we move forward in trying to, as we work to build a better Baker, that we are up against each other as we do the work for the students and the children and wanting to support the teachers of the district, it's going to be a hard pill to swallow to tell teachers that they can't get paper, or we don't have the funding to do the things that we need to do to support the students in the classroom. That is a very hard job.
Well, I can tell you we're not going to cut $275,000 worth of paper.
So,
but it's an example.
Yeah.
So for you, when you're here making those decisions, I just want people to make decisions that are always in the best interest of the children, not just because I may have heard or I spoke with someone or one individual or how I may feel at the end of the day, that we're making decisions that will affect people's livelihoods, will affect the students, the classroom, impact classroom sizes. I think it's just really important that we take a step back and we think about those things wholeheartedly before we make personal decisions that impact the greater good of the work that we're doing. So that's it.
Thank you. Mr. Stewart.
Greetings, board members. It's very rare that you get teachers to come to school board meetings, especially here in the city of Baker, to express how they feel. It is oftentimes that I do go around Baker High School just to kind of survey the climate and the environment of what's going on. Why? Because working here has been a positive experience. Baker has, it was one of the first districts, and Baker High School was one of the first schools to give me an experience to step into a classroom. And from there, I've succeeded with great leadership. But the but comes is, it's hard, as Dr. Russell stated earlier, it's hard doing our job because of the limits that we are set under. The amount of children in our classroom, having to operate a school is hard when you don't have all the needs that you need. And I'm talking about bodies. I'm talking about teachers present to help do those jobs. I tell everybody this, and I tell our students this. Those who are still here at Baker, it's because we want to be here. I am not a resident of Baker, but I have made Baker my home. When people ask why I'm still there, it's because I see it as a, we're growing, and we're going somewhere. I understand that people look down and don't want to see us go out, but I can see that Baker will be something and back on the map one day as they were. But to make decisions like this, I'm infuriated, was over there shaking, because now it seems either my job may not be secured or I'm going to have to work harder, and then what comes after that? A stroke because I didn't work too hard to get my kids what they need. Now we have to pay, get into my insurance, and you all are paying into that as a district. Am I correct? Now we lose somebody. We want to lose somebody over health because we didn't give the necessary tools, or you lose somebody who wants to be here, who wakes every morning and enjoy going to Baker High School. And I know I'm probably over my time, but I'm just passionate about what I do. I want to be here in the school system. And again, you don't get teachers that come up here and talk. I was wondering, should I not? But to all the school board members, I want you to know that I am a teacher, and those teachers who are still sticking with us want to be here. And for you make decisions like this, that means I believe, my personal opinion now, the ones who voted against, come sub and come do our job for free.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart.
He'll come volunteer.
Ms. Freeman, and this will be the last one.
This is a tough one. I've been in Baker since 1996. I was a single mom, and I struggled to save money to buy a house because I wanted to live in Baker. The police department, the school system. 1996 was off the chart. I remember Kamala Harris saying, "We're not going back, but we're going back." I'm not sure why, and I don't care. My concern is the children. I don't know what you ran on. I don't know, don't care. But it's going to be hard. My heart aches right now because I'm just in disbelief. I've been an educator, and I've been a mother. And I just can't understand what just happened.
Thank you, Ms. Freeman. Thank you so much.
And I just hope and pray. And I sit back and I watch, and I've been here a minute. And some people never vote on anything. They don't motion anything. They don't second anything. And I don't know why that is as well. But I promise, just like Mr. McCausland said, I'm going to try to do better and work and get people on the board that's going to work for the kids, because it's all about the kids. And again, it's going to be hard to retain the teachers that you have, let alone get new ones to come in Baker. I'm ashamed to say I live in Baker, because every time the stats come out, Baker's at the bottom of the poll. Every single time. So every time we make one step forward, we make five backwards, and it is embarrassing. It's really a shame.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to move on with the rest of the meeting. Consideration and acceptance of monthly financial reports, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending July 31, 2024, and August 31, 2024. Mrs. Stewart.
Madam Vice President, Ms. Prophet, Mr. Stroder, you all have the board, the financial reports in your packet. Have any questions?
Ms. Wood? Okay, I'm sorry. May I get a motion to accept the monthly financial reports, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending July 31, 2024, and August 31, 2024? May I get a motion?
A motion to accept the monthly financial reports, including budget to actual comparisons, for the periods ending July 31st, 2024, and August 31st, 2024.
May I get a second?
I second it.
The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Joseph?
I don't have that. You can go ahead. No, just go ahead.
Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries. The next agenda item, consideration and approval of updates of policies. A-5.2, qualifications for school board members. B-3, school board member continuing education. B-12.1, notification of school board meetings. D-7.4, purchasing. DJEB, community development block grant. CDBG, disaster recovery procurement. F-9.2, compensation. F-11.4B, sick leave. H-3.5B, corporal punishment. H-3.6B, immunizations. H-3.6C, administration of medication. And lastly, H-3.6I, behavior health services for students. Are there any comments from the public regarding this agenda item, updating policies? Are there any comments from board members? If there are no comments from the public or board members, may I get a motion to approve the updated, to update the policies?
I'll give a motion to approve and update the policies.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler to update policies. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. The next agenda item, consideration and approval of change order 10 for the Baker High School construction project. Are there any comments from the public after Mr. Lewis gives his explanation?
Yeah, please do.
Madam Board President, members of the board, Mr. Schroeder, again, my name is Lewis Saab with CSRS. Wanted to let you all know that the project is substantially complete. We have two phases of completion for this project. So the building B is July 29th, and then building A and the band building along with the landscaping, we extended that over to September 10th. So right now we're in the warranty period. The contractor's picking up a lot of those warranty issues right now. We're working out a few little kinks with some of the systems, and we're ordering some final furniture for the campus. We are asking for acceptance of change order 10 for installation of corner guards to help protect the walls at all the intersections. It was an item that was VE'd out originally. We're asking to bring that back into the project for $6,659. And then we notice on the backside of the existing building near the field, by the football field, there's an area that is existing that wasn't in the original scope, but it's holding a lot of water. So we wanted to tie in an existing catch basin so that area drains, so there won't be any issues during the football games and for the students. So that total change order altogether is $19,844.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mrs. Stewart, but we're not going to have the money to do either one of these now.
Oh, so let's vote no.
Let me ask you a question. I just heard that we're not going to have the funding to get this done, but the guards?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me, what does that look like?
So it's a surface applied application on the interior of the building. So when kids kind of pass by with their book sacks, they're noticing right now that the wall's getting dinged. Mm-hmm. It's very typical in, you know, industrial and educational facilities that you have just a corner guard. So it's a stainless steel product.
Okay.
On the interior of the building, I think there are about 23 locations.
Anywhere there's a corner.
Mm-hmm. Outside corner where it's gyp and it's painted.
So that they won't get dinged up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
They're noticing now, I think Dr. Russell had mentioned, she sent me a text actually 2 weeks ago about this, noticing that, you know, you're just starting to see the wear and tear on the metal bead in that gypsum installation.
Okay. Is it, Mr. DeQueer, can a motion be made based upon Mrs. Stewart going back, taking a look at things, a motion be that to be included in the motion if we decide to pass this or not?
Long and short, it's really going to be based on how long the contractor can hold the price for the material. If he can hold it for 30 days, my suggestion would be to table this or lay this over till the next board meeting such that Ms. Stewart can make the adjustments, because my understanding is you'll probably need to have a motion or a resolution to amend the budget to make the changes. Am I understanding that correctly?
Okay.
So, then you wouldn't need it, right? So
you suggest that we table this, is what you're saying?
I don't want to put Ms. Stewart on the spot to confirming whether or not she can do it as an adjustment. So I think it's probably best we table it so she can have a little time to. If the only thing I would ask is that if CSRS can maybe ask the contractor to see if they can hold it over 45 days, because that we meet again November 5th. So if they can hold it until November 5th, that would give finance the opportunity.
Ms. Stewart, we're going to have to bring back an amended budget next month anyway, aren't we, because of this vote tonight? Yeah.
Okay. 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 Yes. Yes. Yes, we're still meeting. It is recommended that there's a motion to table this agenda item pending our business manager's review of our budget, as well as asking CSRS to speak with the construction company about holding this cost for a period of time. I need a motion.
I motion to table this until November 5th for the approval of the change order 10 for the Baker High School construction project.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler to table this agenda item. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries. Information items? Superintendent Stroder.
You have my report on personnel. I'll be sure to note on future personnel reports which positions were affected by this vote.
Superintendent's report on personnel, that's the same thing. Okay. There are no announcements. Are there any announcements, board members? Okay, the date of our next meeting is November 5th, 2024. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
May I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler to adjourn the meeting. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. This meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everyone, for coming out.
Thank you.